Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, February 21st, 2019. Today is International Mother Language Day. On Tuesday, a power line in Köpenick was damaged during construction work. An estimated 30,000 households and 2,000 companies were without power until a few regained power late last night. Schools and kitas had to stay closed on Wednesday, and patients in the Köpenick hospital had to be evacuated. According to energy provider Vattenfall, fixing the damage will be tricky as several unfortunate factors coincided. According to Julia Klausch, spokeswoman for Stromnetz Berlin, the structural situation leaves little room for maneuver. The company wants to work cleanly, safely, and carefully. Longer and more extensive power failures have already occurred in Berlin. One of the challenges is that the repair of the Salvador Allende Bridge, where the power line was damaged, takes place under very cramped conditions. The excavation pit only offers space for 4 to 6 workers, and the cables run over the bridge. During drilling work on the bridge Tuesday afternoon, both the main cable and the replacement cable was damaged. And at first, it was said that the failure could be repaired overnight into Wednesday. May the governing mayor of Berlin publicly praise a demonstration against right-wing populism, agitation, and xenophobia? The Constitutional Court thinks so, and rejected a complaint against Michael Müller by the right-wing party AfD. The occasion was a Twitter message from Mueller's official account as governing mayor on May 27, 2018, when several demonstrations against the AfD, with a total of around 25,000 participants, took place in the city. The tweet of the governor said, quote, "Tens of thousands in Berlin today, on the street, in front of the Brandenburg Gate, and on the water. What an impressive signal for democracy and freedom, and against racism and inhuman agitation." According to the court, the tweet lacked the, quote, "necessary, sufficient party reference," and it was rather a, quote, "purely value-related statement," according to court president Sabine Schudoma. The head of the government had confined himself to expressing solidarity with the general values of demonstrators. He abstained from supporting a specific criticism of the AfD in his message. It should also be taken into account that the message was directed against racism and inhumane incitement and addressed basic positions of government work. These are part of the essence of the Constitution and are therefore excluded from party-specific dispute. Another strike will affect Berlin's daycare centers, schools, and many offices next week. With a 2-day warning strike on Tuesday and Wednesday, February 26th and 27th, the public service unions want to increase the pressure in the nationwide collective bargaining round for state employees. The call has been made for both days to nursery and school teachers, salaried teachers, employees of youth welfare offices, and social workers. On Wednesday, all employees in Senate and district administrations, as well as in state institutions such as universities, foundations, and cultural institutions, will participate. According to the unions, the employers have not sent any signals to respond to the demands so far. Therefore, they consider it necessary to call for full-day warning strikes immediately before the third round of negotiations. The collective bargaining round is complicated because it is not just about higher incomes. In addition, different structural questions should be regulated and be decided over the classification of the different occupational groups. Discussion on this had been going on for a long time, but had not been concluded, and now coincides with the collective bargaining round. Educators and social workers are examples of those occupational groups who, per a Verdi employee, quote, want to see the necessary upgrading of their activities in parallel with the increased demands of years to come. A woman died in a traffic accident in Berlin-Mitte on Wednesday morning. At the junction of Karl-Marx-Allee and Otto-Braun-Straße, a truck had hit the cyclist and the woman died at the scene of the accident. The intersection was closed until early afternoon, and details of the accident are not yet known. The cyclist is the sixth victim in Berlin's road traffic this year. And now, a short public service announcement. If you live in Berlin and you are sick, please, when sneezing or coughing on the S-Bahn or in other public places, cover your nose and mouth and wash your hands as often as possible, as it seems that everyone, including me, is ill in Berlin. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.